This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Voting is underway for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra amid tight security. According to the Election Commission, 12.71% voting took place in Jharkhand till 9 a.m. Voting has been held in 38 constituencies and 12 districts in the state. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m. While in Naxal-infested 31 booths, polling will be held up to 4 p.m. due to security reasons. 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. In Maharashtra, 6.61% voting took place till 9 a.m. according to the Election Commission's data. Elections for all 288 seats have been held in a single phase in the state. Voting began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. By-elections also been held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to all the voters to participate in the voting of the Maharashtra Assembly elections as well as the second and last phase of the Jharkhand elections today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi urged all the voters, including the youth and women voters, to come forward and vote in large numbers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, at Georgetown this evening. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. The Prime Minister reached Guyana this morning on a three-day visit to the country. In an unprecedented gesture, he was received at the airport by President Ali himself with over a dozen cabinet ministers. During the visit, Guyana will confer its highest national award, the Order of Excellence, on Prime Minister Modi. Barbados will also confer the prestigious Honorary Order of Freedom of Barbados on the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Modi will also participate in the second CARICOM India Summit today and hold meetings with leaders of CARICOM member countries to further enhance India's long-standing friendship with the region. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi successfully completed his participation in the 19th G20 Leaders Summit. He addressed two sessions on Global Alliance on Hunger and Poverty and Sustainable Development and Energy Transition. On the sidelines, PM attended 10 bilaterals and several pull-asides with the world leaders. He discussed various issues for cooperation like trade, tourism and green energy with the leaders. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region continued to remain in the severe category with an average air quality index AQI of 422 as of 7 this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of the city have breached the 450 AQI levels. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin in Goa today. The grand event will continue till the 28th of this month. The grand opening ceremony of the event will take place at the Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Stadium at around 5 in the evening. With over 180 films from 81 countries, IFFI 2024 promises to be the grandest edition yet, featuring more participants and more screening venues. The Sher-e-Kashmir University of Agricultural Sciences and Technology, SKUAST, Jammu, is going to host 4-day National Agriculture Summit 2024 from today. The initiative aims to equip farmers with knowledge and tools to adopt high-tech solutions, improve productivity and adapt to global agricultural challenges. Russia's Defense Ministry has said that Ukraine has fired U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles at Russian territory for the first time a day after Washington gave its permission for such attacks. The ministry said yesterday the strike had targeted Bryansk region bordering Ukraine to the north. It said 5 missiles had been shot down and one had caused damage with its fragments starting a fire at a military facility. In the U.S., President-elect Donald Trump has named Mehmet Oz to his team as his nominee to head the Medicaid and Medicare services, the federal government's health care program for the old and the needy. Oz, a physician and a TV personality, will now serve as the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, administration. In hockey, India will lock horns with China in the final of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar today. Hosts stormed into the final, defeating Japan 2-0 in the semifinals yesterday. India entered the semifinals after winning all the group stage matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.